Let's get to the SNL celebrity COVID update.
Yes, we've got some comings and goings in COVID-19 testing. We thought we were on the downslide with this, but not the case. Earlier in the week, we reported that Ed Sheeran, the singer, had tested positive for COVID-19. He had to cancel some concert dates and wasn't sure if he was going to be able to appear on Saturday Night Live, as has been scheduled for some time now. But he issued a statement last night saying that he is done with his isolation. He is now in the clear, and he will be the musical guest on this weekend's Saturday Night Live, along with the host, Kieran Culkin. His appearance was in jeopardy during all of that. But Jason Momoa, Aquaman, turns out, has tested positive now for COVID-19. They're shooting the next Aquaman movie right now, and he tested positive. He said that it happened while they were doing red carpets for the London premiere of the movie Dune. So he said he's feeling okay, but he has tested positive, and now Aquaman is in isolation. COVID even knows our fishy friends.
Yeah, for sure. Some sad news today about the Gap Band, and it was this guy was the founder, wasn't he?
This guy was the founder. Just to remind everybody, the Gap Band had many, many, many hits during the 70s and 80s. The Gap Band had this hit, "You Dropped a Bomb on Me," and many others. And there, it was three brothers that comprised the group: Charlie, Robert, and Ronnie Wilson. And Ronnie was kind of the head guy of the whole thing, an R&B legend. He passed away after suffering a stroke last week. His wife said he just never recovered from that, and he was only 73 years old.
On a happier note, Kristen Stewart is getting hitched, isn't she?
Yeah, she announced that she is engaged to screenwriter Dylan Meyer. She was talking in an interview and said that they started dating back in 2019. Nothing like a quarantine and pandemic to bring two people together. They have not announced a date for the wedding yet, but she did say that it was Meyer who proposed to her. She's got a new movie called Spencer coming out on Friday in theaters, in which she plays the late Princess Diana. And everybody's talking about how she, you know, will be a sure thing to get an Academy Award nomination for this. I'll tell you more about the movie when I do my movie reviews on Friday.
And let's get to Dean's information about what's new in home video and streaming.
Yeah, we, you know, it used to be that, you know, during the pandemic, we had plenty of time to tell you about new movies and what was streaming, because there were no new movies going in theaters. But now we've got both kind of going full steam ahead. So on Wednesdays now, we're going to start telling you about what's going on for home video and streaming. And this is the perfect week to start this, because Tom Hanks has a new movie that's going to be debuting exclusively on Apple TV Plus on Friday, called Finch. It's a absolutely fantastic movie that will remind you of his Castaway.
Yeah, I love that one.
Can you believe that's over 20 years ago?
No.
I was shocked when I looked up the date.
Wow.
Because it doesn't seem that long ago. But it's basically a movie where Tom Hanks is by himself in this movie for the entire movie. It's Hanks, it's a cute little dog, and it's an android-type robot that he has built. He's a kind of a brilliant scientist who has been living in an underground bunker because of something that has happened in the Earth's atmosphere that has caused the solar catastrophe. Nobody can live outside. Everything and everyone except this guy is gone. And it's a story about a man living this very lonely, solitary life with this cute little dog, trying to keep this dog alive and going. And he builds this robot companion just as somebody else to talk to. And what's really interesting is that technically how they did this, there was actually an actor who was, you know, they dressed up in what they call a motion capture suit so they could film the actor in the suit and then digitally take the actor out, but put in robot-like visuals. So it looks like Tom Hanks is, you know, just talking to a robot during this whole time. But so technically, it's very interesting. But the bottom line, this is a very moving film, fascinating to watch, kind of a statement on, you know, global crises that could happen. It's on Apple TV Plus, premiering on Friday. We have Idris Elba and Regina King headed back to the Old West in the movie that's called The Harder They Fall. That's going to be streaming on Netflix, story of an outlaw in the Old West getting his old gang back together again when his sworn enemy is broken out of jail. They are rebooting the old sitcom Head of the Class with a young cast, young teachers. That's going to be on HBO Max. The Animaniacs are going to be back starting on Friday on Hulu. Also, Jack McBrayer, formerly of 30 Rock, a Second City alum, gets a new TV show for kids that encourages kids to commit random acts of kindness. It's called Hello, Jack, and that's going to be on Apple TV Plus. Also starting on Friday.
Random acts of kindness. We can use a few of those. Yeah. Tell us about this celebrity auction for veterans.
Yeah,
Sounds good.
I love this. This is the fifth annual. It's called the fifth annual Home for Our Troops Veterans Day 21 Celebrity Auction, in which a few people like George Clooney, like Bryan Cranston, Bob Costas, the Dave Matthews Band, Gwyneth Paltrow, Henry Winkler, John Bon Jovi, Jim Gaffigan. I mean, there is a huge list of celebrities who have donated either memorabilia of theirs or services to be, you know, be on a Zoom call with one of the celebrities or to come to a filming. Don Cheadle donated the opportunity to come and watch the filming of a future Marvel movie, you know, superheroes movie. All of these things are going to be auctioned off, and all the proceeds go to an organization that works with veterans, severely injured veterans. This organization that builds specially adapted custom homes for veterans. So it's a fantastic cause, some fantastic stuff that's going to be auctioned off. You can access this by going to ebay.com/HFOT, ebay.com/HFOT. The auction will start tomorrow and will go for 10 days.
Got it. What's cooking today, Dean?
Yeah, we're doing something very autumnal, and I thought maybe a nice first course because, you know, people are starting to think about their Thanksgiving dinners. Today I'm making a sweet potato soup. It's kind of, you know, like a nice sweet, creamy sweet potato soup, but without any cream in it. But it's got just a touch of savory in it with some ginger and some curry powder. It's an absolutely delicious soup for this chilly weather that we have, but also would be great first course for Thanksgiving, 9:35 this morning.
Sweet potatoes, very healthy for you, too.
That was my thinking.
By the way, mention this to your WGN-TV Morning News colleagues. After the 8:30 a.m. news, we are going to play Christmas music, so that will make us the first Chicago radio station, maybe the first in the country to play Christmas music this year.
Very nice.
We'll give you the exclusive scoop on that story.
I'm going to break into. I don't care what election results they're reporting today.
I don't care
what's going on in Congress. We have a real news story here to report.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.